Hello, my name is Henry.
And my name is Sterling. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School. The Bear Cubs read the book Polar Express and will watch the movie on Friday, which is also Pajama Day. All the children in the Polar Express story wear pajamas, so it's very appropriate to be dressed in PJs that day. This week, the Cubs worked on reading three-letter words like box, wag, and bed. In math, the students are learning vocabulary. This week, they learned graph and equation.
The Fawns visited the care center this week. They also were joined by the Bear Cubs and the Wolves. Our students performed three songs and gave out their handmade Christmas cards. The students will be having a party before winter break with ice skating and snacks. In music class with Michelle Miller, the Fawns are learning American Sign Language. The hand movements go along with a song with a wintry theme.
This week, the Wolves are making big, beautiful gingerbread houses. It's a very creative endeavor. Another art-related project was to make safekeeping places for their hopes and dreams. The students painted silkworm cocoons and placed their hopes and dreams for the school year inside. The cocoons were hung on beaded strings in the class. A new job title, the technologist, has been introduced to their chore list. The technologist cares for three classroom iPads by cleaning them, plugging them in, and making sure they're turned off for the night.
In the Lynx math class, some of the groups are working with fractions. One group is reviewing terminology while the other group is working with fractions and operations. As part of the Explorers unit, students looked at a range of documents about Columbus. They analyzed the accuracy of the documents as well as the author's perspective. The students gave each document an accuracy grade. The documents included diary entries, political cartoons, video, and newspaper articles.
The authors are studying George Washington. They are reading different primary documents and will decide for themselves if George Washington was a villain, a hero, or somewhere in between. Some of the documents are letters he wrote. Others are writing about Washington as a military leader. Some tell about the spy ring lead he led. The otters will be having a sledding party and are going to enjoy a winter break without homework.
Thanks for listening to School News on WTAP. This is Sterling.
And Henry.
Happy holidays. See you next year.